The Colour Norman by Stephen Dinsdale and Jerome Vincent, with Richard Pearce as Norman and Roger May as Simon.
I don't think I can hold on to this badger much longer, Dad.
Yeah, well, you've got to, lad. What's wrong with you? That Keith from next door held yon polecat up for nigh on half hour while I got its case straight. And he's only nine.
He's going.
Hang on. Oh, you daft bugger. That badger were biggest the side of Batter's Law. Oh. A work of art. Now look at it. Stuffing's coming out.
What's that noise? Oh. The budgie got away again. Oh, Norman.
How did you know it were me?
Divine inspiration.
I'll pick up pieces.
You leave him alone. You're fit for nothing, you.
Oh, let him be. He got to university more than you ever did.
Yeah, I led a man's life. Not poncing around in a place like... Where was it again?
South Mimms University, Dad. How many more times?
Used to be Potter's Bar College of Catering and Knitting Arts.
Well, I'm very proud of you, son. Though it would have been nice if you got to Oxford.
Oh, don't go on about that again.
It's because you weren't posh, love.
Yeah, I didn't have the airs and graces. Did you mention my badger baiting?
No, Dad.
I should have. Them knobs love a bit of cruelty.
I've written to young Simon to look after you. He's a nice boy.
Mum, he was always sending me up at school for my scientific prowess.
Ah, but you're both from here, lad. Sedgley men. A tie stronger than blood itself.
And his mother buys loose tea. You'll do well by him.
Be a man. And make sure that grant lasts. I've note to add to it.
Ooh, look. Hey, good morning, there's on. Turn up volume, Norman.
Hey, good morning there, television. Today, visit celebrity Tommy Cousins, ex-daytime TV presenter, who's going to tell us all about his alcoholism, aren't you, Tommy?
Turn that garbage off. Let's get grub going. Pork sausages. None of that beef rubbish for friendly men.
How old are you, Norma?
19, sir.
You don't have to call me sir, Norma. You are not at school now.
Sorry.
Norma, I want to say two things to you.
Yes, Dr. Imsk.
Imsk. Pronounce Imsk.
Sorry. Yes, Imsk.
The first thing is, Norman, this essay, it's terrible.
Oh,
textbooks are there to be referred to, not copied from.
But I didn't.
No. You didn't copy, but you stuck to the facts too rigidly.
Oh.
And the second thing, Norman, is that I believe you are an exceptional student.
But
you added a footnote on page 12. Through the gloom, Norman, I realized by virtue of that single 200-word footnote that you might have the makings of a scientific visionary.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go...
Pursue your instincts, Norman. Let your mind roam. Your musings on the properties of colour were incredible.
I've always been interested in colour, sir, Dr. Imsk.
Play with yourself, Norman.
I'm sorry.
My English. Let your imagination go. Play with ideas.
Oh.
Now, off with you.
And that, you see, is why the Sphinx has an inscrutable smile.
Simon, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I hope I can remember it. I always forget, Joe.
Oh, look, your Norman's arrived.
Oh, which one is he? Not that fat thing with the bicycle pump.
No, there by the door. Hi, Norm, over here.
Oh, he's got a nice bum on him.
That's his calculator.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, so you're Norman?
Yeah, I live with Simon.
I've told them all about your film studies, Norman.
I'm really into Kodak Gold.
Eh?
I collect the packets. It's very sensitive. You can get any colour from it. I might start using it in my experiments.
Tanya, I was thinking, why don't you come over and look at a sonnet I've written? I'm feeling very creative tonight, and this bar is just too much for my delicate sensibilities. You don't mind, do you, Jane?
Oh, no, I'll be okay with Norman here.
Right. See you both later.
Bye.
Bye.
So tell me about film. Sounds very interesting.
Film? Oh, well, that's just part of what I do, see. I'm a chemist.
Oh.
But I do this rare field of chemistry, the study of colour. It's a rare field because most people find it a bit boring, but I've been into it ever since I was sick at my Auntie Penelope's. She had this patchwork quilt. Oh, so, anyway, what do you do, Jane? Jane?
Come. Oh, Norman.
Dr. Heems, oh, is something wrong?
Another of my articles has been rejected.
Oh.
My theories are not popular.
Most path-breaking work has that problem.
You do not have to be kind, Norman. Anyway, this paper you handed in...
I'm sorry if it's not any good. You said I should try and free myself from textbooks.
No, Norman, it is quite brilliant. It shows remarkable promise. I may show it to Professor Collector.
The inventor of the neurosis vaccine?
He was my mentor. I am surprised you ended up in a place like this. Oxford would have
been... I tried, but my lack of social skills have always impeded me advancement. Back from creche.
I know the situation. I am half Mongolian and half Polish. Closed more doors than it opened. And my subject, virulent blood poisons. I have never been recognized, nor will I be. You know, Norman, if you work hard and have faith in yourself, you could put South Nims on the map.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, it'd be nice to gain a small place in the Scientific Hall of Fame.
Nice? After a lifetime of struggle, I am no closer than you are. But when you make it, as I am sure you will, remember old Himsk who set you on your way.
I will, sir. And thanks.
Oh,
careful, sir. You drop...
Oh, don't touch that! New hemoglobin poison. Hand me that blotting paper there, will you? It has got all over my shoes. Anyway, work hard on this, Norman. Dedicate yourself.
I will. I will. Thank you.
So where's Norman?
Oh, he's been practically living in that lab of his. Oh, what's that peacock feather? I'm going through my Oscar Wilde phase, and it's the only one I've got.
Simon?
Hmm?
You do love me.
Just because no one's done it before, don't mean it can't be done. Simplest ideas are best. Faraday, Boyle, Edison. Soon I'm going to be up there with them. Oh. Now, I wonder if I put this with this.
Oh!
No. So, touch of that. A bit of this here. And what do we get? Nothing. Bugger. That should have worked. I don't get it. Get this prism out of the way. Now, where did I put... Oh. What was that? Oh, quick. Where was the prism position again? There. Oh. It's working. I'm such an idiot. It only needed a prism. Oh. It's incredible. Like nothing I've ever seen before. And it's beautiful. I think I want to cry, but I can't. My throat's all stiff. I've done it and I'm only 19! Oh, quick, get formula down. I need a drink. Where's that Vimto? Simon! What? I've done it! What? I've done it at last! What's that word? Eureka.
Congratulations. Do I know her?
Eh?
Oh, did you know it's 3 a.m., by the way?
Oh, come and see. Don't you want to be the first? Come on!
I've created a new colour.
Eh?
A new colour!
You dragged me all the way over here to show me some shade of vomit green you've mixed up.
No, no, you idiot. It's new. A new prime colour.
That's impossible. Where is it?
In here. There. Look.
You have? I mean, it's like... It's not like anything.
Exactly. It's like nothing. It's a new prime colour. Like red or blue. Except it's not, is it? Go on. Try to describe it.
I can't. It's impossible.
This is history, this is, Diamond.
Great it was in that dawn to be alive. Or something like that. Oh, I can't believe it. But what are you going to call it?
Norman. After me.
You can't call a colour Norman.
Why not? It's no worse than magenta.
Well, wait a minute.
I'll hand it in for my final project. Oh, I'll get an A-, well, at least a B+.
Is that all? Come on, Norm, don't you realise what you've done?
Then I'll get a feature in New Scientist. Old Hinks could be dead proud. He encouraged me.
No! This is big, Norman. Too big for some dumb thesis. Keep it secret for a while.
But
how'd you make it? The colour?
Oh, it's simple, really. We start by giving all prime colours a quantifiable numerical value on a scale...
Okay, it's not easy. To a non-scientist, it's complicated. That's great. You can keep the secret, yeah?
Of course, yeah.
We need a lawyer.
Why? What for?
Before we do anything else, we need to protect ourselves.
Stop anyone nicking it. I suppose that's true. I hadn't thought of all that yet.
Now, do as I say and we'll both be rich. Come on. Miss Fish, remember me?
My daughter does.
Oh, is she well?
She is now.
Ah, well, is Mr. Snow available?
I'll see if he's got time to see you.
Thanks.
Oh,
sit still, Norman.
Look, this place is a bit weird. What's his name, your cousin?
Selwyn Smoo. He's a top solicitor. Don't be put off when you meet him. He's ex-military. Invalided out of the guard. Wounded in the throat.
Oh, Falklands, was it? Or the Gulf?
Knightsbridge. Dinner party. Hit in the mouth by a champagne cork. Took 2 teeth down his throat and knocked out his vocal cords. He has to speak through a machine now. Also, he don't walk. In fact, he can't move a muscle. But he got this great wheelchair made. He just has to think and it moves. Brilliant.
He'll see you.
Cousin Simon.
Hi, Selwyn. This is my friend, Norman.
Small. Delighted. How can I help?
Well, I'll tell him, Norman. Norman's invented a new colour. We need to patent it. You know, give it a trademark.
A new colour? Intriguing. Can I see it?
Oh, right. No! I mean, later, when we've worked out the patent and so on.
Don't you trust your cousin? Just a peep. Trust me, you know you can.
Show him, Norm.
Oh. Incredible. It is, as you say, a new colour. This is a wonderful opportunity for us, you, to exploit.
Sorry. Mr. Smooth's voice simulator is jammed. It happens when he's excited.
Gentlemen, so if you will kindly give me the formula, the patent will be yours.
Well, it's not quite written down yet.
Precisely. Don't give it to anyone else. This can make you a lot of money.
And, of course, you won't tell anyone.
I'm surprised at you, Simon. A lawyer is bound to his client. Anyway, your family, there's my loyalty. Good day, gentlemen. Until tomorrow.
Goodbye.
See ya.
But one's first loyalty is to the regiment, to the colors. Ah, you wag, Smooth. Hello, give me Colonel Spine. Colonel, Smooth, I have just stumbled upon something that will thrill intelligence, or maybe camouflage. It's incredible, 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 incredible.
Come. Oh, it's you, Norman.
You okay, Dr. Heems? You look a bit pale.
No, I am fine. So, have you made your breakthrough?
As a matter of fact, yes, I've done it.
Oh.
They told me to keep it a secret from you, but I know that, like me, you care about science, not money and that.
Mm.
So, look, a new prime colour, the colour Norman.
Oh, it's incredible. Oh, I shake the hand of a Newton. The colour Norman. I see, that is what you have called it. And why not, why not? Oh, let me embrace you, my boy.
You sure you're all right?
Yes, yes. Oh, I am glad you told me today, Norman, because I will not be here much longer. And I am glad I can share in the discovery with you. I would like to think I was part of it. My poison's research has reached what you might call a dead end.
Without you, Doctor, you know, your encouragement, I'd never
have... Go, Norman. Take your success. You deserve it. And leave me where I belong, on the sidelines, in the footnotes of scientific history.
No, don't say that. I mean, I thought we could take it to Professor Kobach to...
Forget! No! I had nothing to do with it. Nothing. Go.
Dr. Heems. Oh. You mean it, don't you?
Yes. Yes, go, Norman. Please. Goodbye. I won't forget you.
Bye, Dr. Heems.
Police, Dr. Heemsk here at the university. I think I have just poisoned my mother.
Oh, I don't believe it.
He's at it again.
Simon, it's me!
Raven.
You.
Raven Rawlings, this is Norman, the genius I told you about.
Hi.
Show me your colour.
What? I thought it was supposed to be a secret.
Trust me. We're not going to see Cousin Selwyn again until Raven's given us her advice. You see, she can put the colour where it'll do most good.
Ah.
You better be sure about this, Simon. All right. Hang on. There.
Oh, my goodness. Versace. Gautier. Hello. It's true. I can't believe. It's like nothing I've... And it's even pretty.
Raven's a fashion designer, Norm. Nearly a very famous one.
Wait till my autumn collection, darling. In your colour. You can write your own check.
Oh, no, just hold it. You don't understand. Oh. Wait a minute. I get it. You do. We keep all this a secret so you can cash in.
Norm, calm down.
Always trying to get one over on me. It's like at school when you cheated with my invisible ink and I got caned.
Oh, you can't bring that up again.
Watch me.
Well done, darling. You handled that very well. And I thought you said he was in your pocket.
Just a temporary hitch. You know what these geniuses are like? I'll soon talk him round. If, you make it worth my while.
Oh, come on. Be in. Be in.
Yes.
Hello, Dad.
Norm, look, can you ring back? I'm making a cabinet for an eel.
I just wanted to talk. Oh, Dad, I've done something really great. Something awesome. I've invented a new colour.
Oh, good. I'll tell your mum then. Bye.
Oh. Bye. Go away, we're closed.
Hello? Anybody in?
Ah, I'm Nigel Stroop, W.P. Stroop.
I'm not talking to any more fashion designers.
Oh, don't blame you, lovey. Dreadful people. No, I design furniture. And I just happened to be at a bijou bingette yesterday, and a little birdie twittered about your new colour.
What colour?
Oh, don't worry, sweetness. Frankly, nobody else believed it either. Obviously, a new colour must be beyond the wit of man. Certainly beyond just a student, eh?
Just a student? Oh, all right. As a matter of fact, it may exist. Yeah, I may have invented it.
Oh, clever old you. Is it nice?
Raven, what's it like?
Oh, means nothing, cherub. Her last collection was in cinnamon. Are you going to give Nigel a butcher's?
Oh, why not? You can't recreate it without the equation. There, on that paper.
Well, paint me puce and call me Quincy. It is a new colour. Exquisite. Oh, I can make you famous, Norman. Famous.
Hold it right there, Nancy boy. Which is the boffin?
Who are you? A militant hairdresser?
What do you mean?
Oh, that's just about everyone else.
Shut your pimply face, boy. I'm pacified. And from now on, so is that colour of yours. Where is it?
Who do you think you are? Barging in on my delicate negotiations. You nearly shot my quiff off.
Satisfied?
Mother!
I'm MI5, okay? You know what that means, eh?
Oh, you holy dad!
MI5? How do you know about it? What do you want it for?
Doesn't concern you, sunshine. Let's just say we have to have it before the opposition does, get me?
No, I don't. That's rubbish. Everyone knows there ain't an opposition anymore.
Now, that makes me very angry indeed, young man, very angry. I wish you hadn't said that, Sonny. I might not be responsible for my actions. Hand it over, you owe it to your country!
I don't owe my country or you anything!
Right. I hoped I wouldn't have to do this. What the...
Daily Mail! Where's your colour? Is it too late to die? Express! Look, there it is, that paper there, look on the wall.
That's from the ring, you prat!
How did you lot get to know about it?
The son, your Dr. Himps topped himself and left a note about it.
Himps? Dead? Oh, not Himps.
Yeah, he poisoned his mum by accident.
Show us the colour, Norman, show us the colour!
Where's Himps' note? Come on, where is it?
The news dispatched it to us, look.
Look,
don't, Norman, we made a deal.
No, we didn't. Where's that MI5 man?
He's gone. Norman, think about what we can do together.
Here! It's in this envelope. Hey, you lot, go on. Fight over it.
Stop it!
Oh, fingers. Look, we'll get a pick of dyed knickers and colour them with these front pants.
Hey, you must have a closer look at that. Wait, baby. No. That's not a new colour. That's a coffee stain and a laundry ticket. Now, come on, son. Don't muck us up. Oi, where is he? He's gone. And weren't we perhaps believing him?
It's true. There is a new colour. I saw it.
Oh. And now you idiots have frightened him away.
You saw it?
Yeah.
What was it like? Describe it. I mean, was it yellowish, reddish? What was it?
It wasn't anything-ish. That's the whole point. It's new. It was beautiful.
Oh. Dear ungrateful world, that seems all right. You have ignored my work, desperate disappointment, not even a footnote in scientific history. My protege Norman has more brains in his little finger than me. Not true, Doctor, not true. You gave me the belief I needed, that's all. There is no justice, is there? Just accidents.
Norman! Norman! You there? Norman! It's no use hiding. You couldn't keep it a secret forever.
I'm sorry about the invisible ink. Oh, bugger it. So close to being in clover. I knew it was too good to be true. Please come in.
I did. Where's the kid?
What kid? Who are you?
MI5, you know what kid. The one with the colour. If the opposition get to him first...
What opposition?
That's the second time today. I'm liable to violent mood swings. Now, where is he, you pinko trot? I'll count to three. One.
I don't know.
Two.
I can't snort. You're squinting throat, you are.
Three.
Pixie Essex.
Don't lie. The B1927's closed. You Nancy-fied students make me sick. I bet you weren't even a Boy Scout.
Eh?
I was a night wolf for the time I was eight. Yeah. That meant I could go on individual night patrol with a scoutmaster, one-on-one. I learned what it was to be a man. And earned the right to stand by him holding me pole. I look at scum like you and it saddens me. Where is he?
I told you, I really don't know.
You know something?
Oh! Whoa, I believe you. Oh, why are you eating me then?
Some people take aspirin. I prefer eating pinkos, puffs and students. That's much the same effect. Relaxes me. Do let me know if he comes back, or I might get another headache. Bye-bye. Thanks for the info, Smoo. The old regiment is terribly grateful.
As soon as I heard about the colour, I thought of...
Three plump, succulent chicken breasts.
What?
Smothered in a pound of hot, brown, steaming molasses.
Miss Fig!
Baste gently over a low flame and
trim with... If Mr. Smoo forgets himself and faces north, he picks up the local radio on his voice box.
Thank you, Miss Fig. I thought of MI5. If this new colour were to get into the wrong hands, we both know what the consequences might be.
Yes, Moo. Horrible. Horrible. What exactly would the consequences be?
Well, I hardly have to spell that out to you, dear boy. But the latest info is that he's disappeared.
There'll be no hiding place for him. Sorry. Itchy finger.
Miss Fink. Miss Fink!
Nice houses. Far cry from Sedgley. Ah, the Cobactor Foundation. Easier than I thought. Glad he was in phone book. Right. Here goes. Oh, a monitor. What does it say? This is the Cobactor Foundation. Greetings. Come round the back and have a drink.
Ooh. Whatever it is, we don't want any.
The computer sent me round.
Oh, it's always doing that. I think there's something wrong with it. I'll have to get him to fix it when he comes back.
You mean he's away? Go back to...
Oh, of course he's away. He's always away. Waste of such a nice big house.
Don't you live here?
No, I live in that caravan there. I'm the cleaner.
Where's he gone?
To the States. He's promoting his new perfume, Jump Out of Bed.
But he's famous for the neuroses vaccine.
They wouldn't let him develop it. If the middle classes stop being neurotic, the alternative therapy market would collapse. And it's huge. Oh, your face. Come into the caravan for a cup of something. You look like you need it. Drink?
Please. No sugar.
I don't take sugar in Krug as a rule. There.
Champagne? I thought you were cleaner.
Don't stereotype people. Very unwise. My name's Tina Palazzo. Have you heard of me?
Don't think so.
I was hostess of the year 2 years ago in Hello. Then my husband, Rocco Palazzo, the czar of springback folders, started fooling around with younger women. And I left him and society. I came to live in Cobactor's caravan. I keep an eye on the place. You don't mind me telling you this.
You go right ahead.
But Rocco can't live without me. Most weeks he sends a lackey to persuade me to go back, but I never will. So, why did you come to see Cobactor?
Well...
Oh, go on, do tell.
All right. What do you think of this?
Oh! Oh, it's... It's ball gowns, it's jewellery. My goodness, Oh, I'm sorry. I have been hitting the sauce a bit too much since I left the creep. I think it's beginning to affect the old attic.
No, it's real. It's a new colour. Called Norman. After me.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Everyone I've showed it to just wants a slice for themselves.
What do you want out of it?
I want people to know that I want to be recognised properly for what I do.
Let's look at it again, can I?
Here.
Oh, it's like 100 after-dinner mints all at once. Do you know we're going to do something with this poppet? I have contacts. Where do you live?
South Mimms, but I'm not going back.
You could stay here if you want to. It's a big caravan.
Oh, I don't...
Oh, you're safe. I'm out of practice, lovey. Look, I want to find something worthwhile that'll get me off the Krug. Anyway, you know what? I like the colour.
Hey, good morning, Mayor TV. Can I help you? Yes, I'll put you through. Thank you. Mr. Dredge, please take your hand off my bottom.
You're okay then.
Sorry, love. Come through here, Rob, darling.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's got into Rob lately. Even his sexual harassment's gone off the boil.
Rob!
Laura, yeah. Oh, God, my feet. My karma.
Rob, something amazing's happened. They want to canonize you.
Oh, they can't do that. There's no death penalty here, is there? Anyway, I'm innocent.
No. I've just had a fax from the Vatican. They want to make you a saint for raising all that money for the Indian tribe.
But I'm a Buddhist.
Oh, they say they'll make an exception in your case.
Hey, far out. Oh, no, wicked. Sweet. Yeah. Oh, God, my nails.
I'm concerned about you, Robbie. What's wrong?
I'm worried about the show. Laura, I think it's lost its...
Focus?
Yeah.
It's the set, Robbie. It's boring. Mm-hmm. We've booked someone to take care of it.
Can I come in?
You're early. Sit down. Robbie thinks the show is going flat. Needs a bit of a kick in the pants.
Hey, what's this white stuff on the desk? Oh, yeah, I remember.
So, if we gave you the designer's job, what would you do?
Simple. You know this new colour that everyone's been on about?
Oh, I thought that was just a rumour.
No, it's true. Once I've got it on your set, your ratings will soar.
What do you think, Robbie?
You know, I just found out. My wife got engaged to an elephant.
Hey, it is just coffee, mate, man.
Norm, you there? Hello?
Simon, yeah, come in.
Why are you living in a caravan in Hampstead? Or is this a bottle recycling plant?
This is my new headquarters. Rent's low. Did you bring me mail?
Yeah, the new scientist and something about bodybuilding.
Give me that. Yeah, old biology project. Nothing else?
No.
You can give me my address back now.
Look, Norman, don't you think it's time to talk? You can't stay in this place.
Oh, yes, you can.
Who's that?
This is Tina. She's my new partner. Very experienced in everything. She's already taught me quite a lot.
Is that a gas leak?
You may laugh at my breath, sonny boy, but it's after 12. I'm kicking it. Every day I get a little better.
Yeah. We're going to have an earth-shattering launch and invite bids for the best use of my colour. Want to sell some tickets?
Look, Raven and I will give you a perfectly good offer. You know me. You can trust me.
And you can trust me. You were right. This is a big opportunity, and we're making the most of it. Drop a Krug. Oh, what time is it? We've got a delivery due.
Better not. Have to go. Got a lecture.
Who was that?
Voice from the past. The distant past. Where's the Krug?
Baby, I'm back!
I
And have you got the collar?
Almost!
Then sod off! No collar, no rumpage.
Oh, come on, lover! Surely our love is deeper than this!
Till I get that collar, I'm paddling, darling. Sorry, but these days a girl has to be hard.
Oh, bugger. I sort of knew it would come to this.
Should have brought a torch. Where is it? How can a caravan disappear? Oh, no. Manure heap. Oh! Gotcha. Do you know what this is?
What?
Oh! Quiet. It's an arm lock. You're no student. I know the opposition when I see it. Come along with me or I'll ventilate you. I'm told to the police.
But the colour,
shut up.
Tina, sweetie. So you're behind all this.
Off the sauce.
You again. We're one big artistic family, Normie. Welcome to the clan.
Norman's been learning how the world works.
Well, you must be tired, Normie. So I'll come straight to the point. Robbie Dredge, Supremo at Hey Good Morning There TV, is interested. But you'll have to go through me.
Robbie Dredge? But he's impossible to get to.
Almost impossible.
Wait a minute. I know Mirabelle, his third wife.
She's fasting in an ashram, lovey. Yeah. You'll have to go through me.
All right, Stroopy. We'll give it some thought. We lined up a lot more to see, though.
Breakfast TV, eh?
Mum and Dad used to watch that.
I'd given you up days ago. Where have you been?
You won't believe me.
Try.
Went to Norman's. MI5 there. Thought I was a spy. Beat me up. Tried to exchange me for enemy spies. Beat me up. Couldn't find any enemies. Traded me with a Bend attaché from Borneo. Took me there. Got beaten up. Escaped to Libya. Got beaten up. Smuggled me way back to UK with arms cash for Welsh separatists. Here I am.
Baby. Everything's set up here. I've announced in Hello that the new colour will be in my next collection. So... have you got it?
Not exactly.
Oh! You wimp. Too bad. I'll have to go ahead anyway.
Oh, this is so tiring. I never knew there were so many nutters in the world. Who's next, Tina?
Brain Mule. Come in.
Hello, Brain Mule art critic.
And what do you think at new colour, Mr. Mule?
A succulent syllabub of textural teasing. A quite quixotic conundrum stroking the sensibilities with spider steps. Quite ravishing and indeed painterly.
And what would be your suggestion for its use?
An entire building. The power station at Battersea at once suggests itself. This should be set aside to house this chromatic triumph. Other impudent pretenders from postmodern structuralism jostling for a place herein, being cast into old Thames whose hoary waters defile themselves with such pollution. Pah!
Aspirin.
Next!
Brian Pilbeam, Department of Transport.
Mr. Pilbeam,
we thought it'd be good for a new road sign.
Really?
Which, in order to keep within the guidelines drawn up by the EC in Brussels and our office in Westminster, it would have to be the next sign already due for commissioning.
Which is?
No reversing.
No reversing? Right.
In any direction. Very significant.
We're honoured. We'll let you know. Next!
Oh, hang on. Turn on the TV, Normie.
What for?
It's time for Raven's collection. She's been putting it about. She's got the new colour, so this should be a laugh.
Very exciting. And now, Raven Rawlings introduces her new collection. Here come the models! If that's the new colour, reaction seems to be me.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's vile.
She'll never get away with it. It might be a problem for us, though, Norm. Raven might have tarnished the image of the colour. We need to move fast. Breakfast telly wins.
Oh, these clowns are starting to get irritating. Breakfast telly wins, I suppose.
Shall I ring Stroopy?
No, I'm not keen on Stroopy. We'll do it without Stroopy.
But Robbie Dredge is impossible to get to, known for it.
So was Cobacter.
You didn't find Cobacter.
And who's laughing now?
I'm impressed by your Hare Krishna disguises, and you did well to get this far, but Robbie won't see you, I'm sorry.
Maybe he'll see this.
Oh, my goodness. Horses, leather, riding boots.
Interesting.
Oh, look up.
Anyone got any seaweed, you know, like dry...
Oh, Mr. Dredge.
Who wants to know?
Norman, inventor of the colour Norman.
Is that Nirvana? Man, oh, man. Hey, what did I have last night? Who sold it to me? Get me Dr. P.
It's okay, Mr. Dredge. Robbie, that's my new colour. And the end of all your problems.
Well, some of them.
Oh, yeah? Yeah! Come and see the set, man. The lift's right outside.
Lift's broken, man. It's always happening. Runs on solar power from those rare Afghan mushrooms we grow on the roof.
Oh, I've always admired you, Robbie.
Oh, please, man, don't start that. I can't bear it.
No, I really do. You've achieved so much. If it weren't for you, no one would know about the rainforest.
So what? I went back there last year and nothing had changed. They're still chewing it up. It's all just one big game, man, with me in the middle.
It doesn't have to be that way. What you... We need to do...
What did you think of the colour for the set?
The colour, the greatest. Great. Buy anything they want and sack Dickie and Judith.
What? You sack Dickie and Judith?
Where's the phone?
You can't sack them. Who's going to do the show?
Norman and Tina, that was a deal. Now book me a plane.
Where to?
Brazil.
Are you okay?
I haven't felt better in months. And give me a Mars bar.
Not too much blusher. Wait till Rocco sees me.
I wish Dr. Imsk was here. He'd be proud.
Norman, great suit. Outrageous checks. Is it comfortable?
It's Dredge's. But guess what? It's a perfect fit.
Stand by, studio.
Will you get them weasels out at scullery?
They've got to hang for a bit or they'll lose the shape. Ah, these bangers are beef again. You know, only pork will do for a red-blooded Sedgley man.
Shut up, will you? Hey, good morning there, starting. I love that Dickie and Judith. Hey-o. Sofa's a funny colour. Tell his plane up again. Give us a dash, will you?
But that's not that Judith. It's some older bird.
Good morning there, with Tina and Norman.
Hey, good morning there. The first of a new look, new approach show.
Oh, that fella looks a bit like our Norman.
Yeah, he's not got a suit like that. Turn it off.
He's not written for a while, has he?
He'll be back when his grant runs out. You'll see.
In The Colour Norman by Stephen Dimmesdale and Jerome Vincent. Richard Pierce played Norman and Roger May, Simon. Rebecca Front was Tina. David March, Dr. Hinks. John Hollis, Bletchley. Andrew Branch, Dredge. David Timpson, Stroop. Tessa Worsley, Mum. John Turner, Dad. And Sandra James Young, Raven. Other parts were played by Jonathan Keeble, Tracy Wiles, Jeffrey Whitehead, and members of the cast. The play was directed by Anne Pietrowicz.